This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
We live in a chaotic world. For so many years, North American Christians were separated by oceans from the rest of the world. Not mere physical oceans, but experiential oceans as well. What I mean is that while much of the world existed in turmoil, we could go about our daily lives insulated and somewhat ignorant of the atrocities in the world. Now, so much has changed. Not only are we more aware of the world's brutalities and persecutions, but we can also imagine it happening to us, or at least we have a front row seat. I wonder, dear Christian friend, are we ready? Are we ready to stand for what is right in the midst of a culture that eschews anything related to truth? No, I don't mean standing and yelling talking points. I mean, are we walking uprightly and circumspectly in the Spirit through the Word that we can speak with biblical wisdom and clarity? Are we willing to call out sin, even among those we might think advance our ideological narrative? Let me give you an example. Recently, I was watching an interview with a very well-known political figure, one that I mostly agree with, at least in policy. This figure was asked where another political figure went wrong in their decision-making, and the answer was, he went wrong when he was born. That comment burdened me, and I was able to point out to my family the unbiblical nature of that comment, as every human life has value, is made in the image of God. My point is that as biblical Christians, we must rightly divide truth, even when it comes from a source that advances our meta-narrative. That'll be the most difficult challenge ahead for the North American church, speaking truth in an increasingly inhospitable society. I don't just mean pointing out all the problems with leftist thinking or things we don't agree with. What I mean is standing for righteousness and the glory of God, no matter what that means. It might mean acknowledging the error in that candidate we support. It might mean sharing the truth of the gospel when we are told to shut up in the public square. It might mean loving that sinner when everyone else around us tells us to forget them. Whatever the Holy Spirit lays on our hearts through the abiding in the scriptures, that is what we are called to speak, preach, and live. So I ask you, are you ready to do so in a culture that hates you, even if it means giving up your political party, your job, or your family and friends? Will you stand circumspectly, righteously, and with biblical reasoning in the midst of a chaotic culture? The time is coming, and we all better soak in the scriptures, preparing each and every day.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at WDCXradio.com.